Hey, Ben. Great talking points. I'm really glad I listened to those. Got me thinking about the show. Let's start with the gay character. And I feel bad. I keep calling the same thing the gay roommate, and that's really awful of me, but whatever. I'll learn his name eventually. He is a caricature. He's funneled through the mind of Dunham, and because her life is so pampered and sheltered, which is part of the joke of the show, but all the same, because of that, all of her characters that are not just extensions of herself come off like they're materialized misperceptions of reality. So that's all. That's what I think about that. We're going to see more of it. You know, I think with each different person added to it, we'll probably see a metalhead who wears Velcro shoes and lives in his mom's basement and loves like Evil Dead way too much. But anyway, well, whatever. As far as Adam, I hate him. I think he's annoying. I think he's the most needy little bitch that I've ever seen on a TV show. but the actor I actually really like, and I think he's doing a good job of making me hate him. He does fit the rest of the cast in the fact that he's a spoiled hipster with an intense, like, sense of entitlement, which is, you know, what we've talked about. There's that bit of I dislike these people vibe to the show. Yeah. Also, I totally agree. My favorite scene of the show, and I totally forgot about it, and you brought it up, was the chasing around the table and this actually seeing the snarky, smart-ass Hannah finally do something, like give a shit, give a fuck about something other than, you know, with no like smarty pants comments to tack onto it. I thought it was a great scene. I agree, and I think that it's little nuggets like that come up through in every episode that the show could be as great as all the critics say it is. But I'm still not convinced. And I think that's part of it too. My maybe like reaction to it has a lot to do with the fact that I find it overrated. Fall back.